Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 18. Dear brothers and sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. The story of John Newton is well known. He first went to sea with his father when he was 11 years old, and soon became deeply involved in working on slave ships. It was a terrible experience, and after falling out with the crew of the Pegasus in 1745, he even found himself in slavery. 3 years later, he was rescued, and on his return home, he read the Bible and became a Christian. He became a Church of England vicar, and famously reflected on his conversion in his hymn, Amazing Grace. His life was completely transformed, and he knew that it was entirely down to God's gracious gift to him. In his latter years, he fought for the abolition of the slave trade. The Apostle Paul often reflected on the amazing grace of God. The word grace takes us right to the heart of God's nature. He's a generous God who loves to share his gifts with us, and he did that supremely by sending Jesus into the world to be our Saviour. When he wrote to the Ephesians, Paul said, "We praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. God saved you by his grace when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It's a gift from God." That's from Ephesians chapter 1 and 2. God has given us the best gift imaginable, and there's nothing we can do to pay for it or deserve it. If you've lived a good life, I'm delighted, but you will never live a life that's so good that you'll deserve or earn salvation. It cannot be done. All we can do is recognize that God is incredibly generous and willing to give salvation to anyone who will receive it. No wonder Paul finishes this letter by longing that his friends in Galatia will experience the grace of God for themselves. So let me ask you a question. In your own experience, what is so amazing about grace? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your incredible generosity. Help us not only to receive your gift, but to pass it on to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce, who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.